Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Now joined by Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, man. One day you're not going to say that. And you're going to shock me.
No, sir. That's my little gig.
Yeah, a little calling card right there. Hey, good to talk to you again, brother. This past week alone, on the morning show here at Columbia's Morning News, I know we mentioned this. I'm trying to think now because I'm getting old and it's hard for me to remember yesterday, much less what happened last Tuesday. But I remember talking about stories. There was a story in the Post and Courier down in the Charleston area, how home sales were up like 50%. A story about closings along the coastal areas was just this incredible rate. And then there was a story earlier in the week about applications for business licenses, new business licenses. The best we've seen here, this was for September, the best we've had in 14 years. Things are happening, man. And I know on your end of the business, you're moving a lot of these folks. You must be seeing it too, I guess.
Yes, sir. I mean, I would say commercial and residential. It's certainly plentiful. There's a lot of people, doing things. And I'll tell you, with most of the in-home estimates I do for residential moving, I did one last week. The house he bought never went on the market, and his house never went on the market. They were bought that quick.
And certainly the low interest rates we've got right now is a big driver there in people buying homes. But it's not just that they're moving so doggone quick, as you just mentioned. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yes, sir. I can also say that the flip side of that coin is I've got a number of customers right now that are in storage because they were building, and their house sold so fast, but the offer was also so good that they didn't want to pass that offer up. So we moved them into storage and into a rental while their new construction is getting finished.
Wow. I've been in that situation. It's been a long time, but
yes.
But hey, if you can get that kind of money for the house you're in right now, why not go for it? Right. You'd be inconvenienced for a little while.
Just keep your eye on the prize. There's a reason why you're wanting to get into that new house. So just remember that.
No doubt about it. You guys are doing a lot of commercial stuff these days, aren't you?
Yes.
I had concerns about the, commercial real estate with this pandemic thing. And, I say so many people working from home. Truth of the matter is really, it's not like a vast majority of people have been working from home, but businesses that can do have been. And, I've had concerns about the commercial real estate market, but apparently I'm wrong.
Well, I can tell you, a lot of the commercial stuff we've been doing is not necessarily that, anybody's closing shop. They're just being smarter with the space they're using. Mm. They're making a smaller footprint, moving more towards technology. So they're moving into some of the bigger office buildings that have all that technology, for them already, instead of them having to come in and, lay it all in.
Yeah.
And then some of them, of course, are taking those steps to where they're increasing their footprint.
Well, nothing else. I mean, it ain't going to look the same one day that it did a year ago. We know that.
Yes.
How it looks, we don't know. We'll find out. And you're doing a lot of moving of medical practices, you were telling me earlier.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure how I kind of stumbled into it, but we've always done those over the years. But here lately, I've got a number of practices that are opening up kind of a COVID section. So, I'm reorganizing their offices, and you can see the HVA people in there, kind of sealing off the ventilation, so it's making two separate units.
Mm-hmm.
And saying the doctors just let me know, okay, well, every COVID patient is coming to this side of the building and only stays over here, and everybody else goes to the other side.
Sure, yeah.
I would say that's at least 15 or so practices in the last month and a half I've done that with.
So this is not necessarily somebody's moving across town, but they're doing some sort of renovation. They need, somebody like the Moving Squad to come in and help move stuff around, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll come get everything out of the way, let the people come in, do their construction, and then we we run it right back into place.
Well, let's talk a little more about the commercial moves here, Michael, because, you know, we've gone over many times when it comes to residential moves, what sorts of things as a homeowner you need to be, you know, planning on ahead of time to make sure the move goes smoothly and you can save as much money as possible. Because we're talking about, you know, when you're talking about moving, you're talking about a per hour rate. And the better organized you are, the fewer hours it takes, the more money you save, right?
Yes, so that is 100% correct. You know, I always say the better prepared you are for us, the quicker we can move for you. A lot of people, you know, forget about lamps, artwork, TVs, and, you know, just packing some of the knickknacks around the house. And then, oh, I'm going to put that in the car. I'm going to put that in the car. And then they realize, well, their car's already full and they've still got a room full of knickknacks that they're looking to put in their car.
So are there any differences or any ways that somebody who owns a business needs to prepare if you're doing a commercial move? Is it pretty much the same thing or something? Are there unique differences?
Well, similar, but yet differences as far as responsibility. You know, with commercial moves, I found it best to you assign somebody their area, you know, their office, your open areas. You'll kind of divide that up amongst the other people, but just be very specific. Always go 2 days ahead of time, you know, keeping your workflow in mind. You know, when are your slower days? You know, a lot of commercial wants to move on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So if those are very specific days for you as a business, you know, us as moving companies, you know, some of us, you know, 2.5-3 months out, and we'll leave a couple holes in there, but we don't leave many. And so you definitely got a plan.
Well, that just so
happens. You don't want to lose, you know, your potential, you know, that new customer calling in or walking in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Unlike, you know, moving a home or maybe you're inconvenienced or whatever, you're moving a business, and if you're down for too long, you're losing business and money, yeah.
Yes, sir, and one thing I have seen, some businesses have failed to plan for their IT. As far as for, you know, ensuring it's on at the new place, having, you know, very minimal downtime, you know, with the towers, you know, coming down and everything getting disconnected and getting it over and getting it reconnected. I've seen some do exceptional jobs at that and others that they were down 2-3 days.
Okay, that hurts. It's not like not having your internet at the house or your cable TV working. You know, this is something that's costing you money. So yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I mean,
right there.
I guess a few weeks or week and a half, 2.5 weeks ago, mm-hmm. you know, AT&T went down for
yeah.
3.5-4 hours.
Oh yeah,
almost statewide. I mean, when my service came back on, I had 9 voicemails. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people went through the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Now, picture that being, you know, 3, 4, 5 days. If something doesn't go right, now you got a real problem. You have on your website, give us the website address, please.
MovingSquadSCForSouthCarolina.com.
Okay. You got a really good FAQ section there with some of the things that, you know, just that anybody, commercial, residential, whatever, if you're looking to make a move, you need to know. What would you say, Michael, are the biggest questions that you get when it comes to getting ready for a move?
Yeah, I will say on the site there, I also have a 6-week checklist to kind of help get organized. But a lot of
what's the first thing on that list?
Yes. Find your new house. You know, pick a mover. But, you know, one of the biggest things is just staying organized. I always say the more organized you are when you pack, the better organized you are when you unpack.
And this is more, that's more than just a convenience for the homeowner in setting up the house once they get there, right?
Well, it does allow us to get boxes where they need to go and also get them there a lot quicker and you know, allowing us to be more efficient with our time.
Right.
Because I always say, you know, there's minutes all over a move. You know, it's the homeowner's job to prepare so that they can capture all those minutes back for them.
Yeah. And again, we should probably mention, you do what's called the white glove move?
Yes, sir. That's where the homeowner touches absolutely nothing. We do everything.
I mean, you don't even pack anything up at all on your end, right? You just say, hey, I want to move on this date and you live your life as normal and you show up and you do everything, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. You know, depending on the size house, we pack a day or two before the actual move. And then as far as on your unload, we'll unpack about half the house. You know, typically in the kitchen, we unpack to the counter. I always say, you know, if I set up a kitchen, this is going to set up, you know, like my kitchen in my house.
Exactly, yeah. I can't find anything.
Yeah. So, you know, typically, but, you know, unpacking closets, that's always easy to do. You know, some of the, you know, the knickknacks throughout the house, you know, the bookshelves, those are always, you know, very simple for us to do. And when we pack them, we'll number the boxes so that when we unpack, we put it back at least close to order.
Okay. Now, and I'm going to just assume here, correct me if I'm wrong, that most of your moves are not those. Most of your moves
maybe
depend on the homeowner.
Maybe about 10%.
Okay, about 10% of those. So let's get back to the people that are trying to get it organized on their own before you show up. What's the biggest mistake?
Yes, sir.
What's the biggest mistake you see made?
They mix rooms and boxes. You know, you'll have stuff from the bedroom into the bathroom box. You have stuff from the kitchen into the living room box or the laundry room box, or they don't label their boxes at all.
Oh, that's a nightmare there.
Yes, sir. I always say, you know, any bed that's going to be slept in the night before the move, keep an extra large box next to that bed. So when you wake up, you strip your linen straight into that box. And so that way, to sleep that night, all you got to do is get that bed and that box back together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to, you know, relax and enjoy your new home.
You guys also do a lot of interstate moves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, we cross state lines quite often.
Is there anything as a homeowner, if you're moving across state lines, or, you know, let's even say moving across country, for example, that changes in how you need to organize and get ready for that move?
Well, some of the biggest things about those type of moves are, you know, chain of custody of your items, who's going to be around your items, and then also what insurances are in place, and if they're is a worst case scenario, what is the process? You know, the customer needs to know the process of filing a claim before one piece of furniture is touched. And if a company has reservations about giving that to you, then you might need to have a reservation about hiring them. But, you know, we have inventories, you know, be mindful, you know, I understand you've driven a long way or things of that nature, but you need to be present at the unload on those long distance moves. You know, there's some people out there that don't have good intentions, and especially if they're piggybacking, which means they've got several moves on one truck.
Yeah, sure.
If they're not keeping their divisions correctly, you could get an extra item or someone else could get your items.
You mentioned, and I it's obvious what the phrase, what it means, but chain of custody. Are you telling me that it's put on a truck here in the Midlands, and it may be on a different truck with a whole nother crew when it gets where it's supposed to go?
Yes, sir. You know, with the interstate guys, one of the things that they do is they have to maximize their loads so that they can be able to, you know, generate a profit. So if they can't find another load to go with your move, then they will actually take your items and put them into their warehouse.
Oh boy!
You know, in the effort to wait a week or two so that they can find a load that's going to go near where you're at, and then put y'all's loads together.
Do you know this?
So that's really the chain of custody is, you know, who is going to be on the move? Is it local labor? Is it the labor of the company? And then, you know, if the items come off the truck, where will they be? You know, I've seen some of the news stories where they put a GPS tracker in one of the boxes so that they can be able to track their items.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, you're talking about every item that you have spent your entire life collecting, owning, you know, cherishing, especially if you got some heirlooms in there.
Yeah.
It's worth a couple of dollars to get the GPS tracker.
Not a bad idea, Mr. Nicholson. Hey, if you're going to do a, well, again, we'll use the example of a cross-country move here, and based on what you just said, they don't have a full truck, so your stuff's going to sit somewhere in, I don't know, Kansas City for a week or two when you're trying to get it to California. As the homeowner, do you know this going in? I mean,
no, not necessarily. With the interstate guys, they'll give you a window of time.
Okay.
I would say that's one of the unique things about me is is I load you, I drive straight to you, I unload, and I drive straight back. I don't, you know, piggyback any loads. I don't have any loads mixed in with yours. You're the only items on my truck, and the same guys that load you are the same guys that unload you.
That's a big advantage right there, no doubt about it.
Yes,
all right, Michael Nicholson, the Moving Squad. It's always great to talk to you, my friend. So, and I realize this is not something that people, you know, on a daily, a weekly, or a yearly basis, or even a 5-year basis, want to do. But it's good to know all these things when the time comes, assuming it does. So, I know you guys have worked with my family on a number of occasions, and we've always enjoyed the experience. How can folks reach the Moving Squad, my friend?
803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. Always website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. You can get us on Better Business Bureau, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please take a look at us, and I certainly appreciate your time there.
You forgot the ORS number.
ORS PSC 9859.
There you go. All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.